You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Okay, it's Monday afternoon. There's a lot of excitement in the air, a lot of positive vibes reverberating around New Orleans and really this entire area because we finally have a new mayor. After 8 years of a really, really negative, tough time, we have a new mayor. Elena Marino is our new mayor, and I wish her the best. And we'll look forward to seeing this new direction for the city of New Orleans. And we need a new direction. And let's hope that she's able to manifest her goals and that things do turn out to be better than they are now. We went through a lot over the last few years, especially the last 4 years, because when our last mayor was reelected, that's when it really went downhill. And she was a perfect example of what politicians do. And this, you know, supports my idea that I often talk about, that politicians only care about getting elected. They care about getting elected, and then they care about getting reelected. And as soon as Cantrell didn't have to worry about being reelected again, because she was reelected the first time, she couldn't run anymore. As soon as she realized she couldn't face the voters anymore, Cantrell did all kinds of stuff. That's when she started, you know, testing the limits with flying first class and acting like she was entitled to it. And it may have started earlier than that, but that's when it really flared up. Also, that's when she got involved in Officer Vappy and doing all this stuff and spending time away from City Hall and in the Pentalba apartment building. You know, that's when it all erupted. That's when she really started to get involved in things that have led to federal indictments against her. And she and Vappy are going on trial later this year, and we'll be talking about that. But we're being positive this afternoon. We have a new mayor. I think this is a very good thing, and I have a lot of faith in Elena Marino, and let's see what she does. And let's just try to pick up on the positive mentality that we have. I think it's really, I think it's awesome, and I think that positivity, again, when it starts to reach the individuals in this area, in particular the city of New Orleans, but also those of you who live outside of the city but work in or play in the city and you care about the city, I think when individuals start to feel that positive attitude, things are going to change and things are going to be better. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Ian, are we able to get anything from the actual swearing in with Kamala Harris? Can you go? There's a segment of that. You know, you're asked to repeat what the person is saying. You know, like I swear, I promise to do this or do that. Well, there was one point when Vice President Kamala Harris, who actually swore in Elena Marino, I didn't know they were friends, but apparently they are. There was one moment when the former vice president and presidential candidate, I think gave her maybe a little too much to repeat. I mean, Elena Marino did a great job, but I'm thinking, whoa, wait a minute, stop, let her repeat something. And she kind of kept going. It was a little bit long. And we'll see if we can find that part and play that back for you. Also, I want to remind you that, you know, we've got the news that it looks like Lane Kiffin has his quarterback, Sam Leavitt from Arizona State. The guy's got great numbers, and you've heard Mike Dettillier say that this guy seems to fit into Lane Kiffin's programming mentality. And all of this is really good news, and I am so excited about LSU. I'm excited about Tulane. I'm really excited about LSU and the Saints this upcoming season. I mean, it's no longer next year. It's this year, 2026. Really excited about all of that. Look, let me get to a couple of your calls, and we'll see if we can get to this segment of the swearing in, where I think the former vice president just gave her a little bit too much to repeat before stopping. Anyway, you'll hear it when we get that up. And Moreno did a great job, so I'm thinking, I don't know if I would have remembered all of that. All right, let's go to David in Covington. David, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
I'm really enjoying your show. I didn't find you guys until I was listening to the Philadelphia Eagles game, and you guys were airing it, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, and anyhow, long story short is, you really shouldn't. I did radio for like 10 years, talk radio, but you really shouldn't say I'm excited more than five times in 10 seconds, okay? So I'm just giving you a heads up on that.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, my entire career, which is over 50 years, I don't ever follow the rules. So, you know, I might not follow that one. Where did you do radio, David?
I did radio over here on the North Shore, actually in Hammond, with cool. Guarantee Broadcasting, 107.1 and 106.1.
Awesome. Did you have fun?
Oh, I had a lot. We had the morning show. We had the mayors and the chief of police and different people like that. I was the guy that never cussed. Everybody else cussed.
Well, so, you know, it's good to be known for something.
Yeah, I was the guy that was always giving something away and telling people not to cuss and all that kind of stuff.
That's nice.
Look, I just want to tell you that I really like your show. I'm really gonna make an effort to pull away from Sean Hannity and all that stuff and maybe stick with you guys, because it's just really nice to be local. And, you know, one of the things, I don't have anything negative to say about the new mayor, except that I wish her last letter of her last name was I and not O. That's an Italian thing as far as my last name is. But the thing is that I just wanted to make one comment about some of the crap that's going on with the SAVE Act, and it's so disappointing that we can't, as a nation, pass the SAVE Act, you know, and make sure that we only have U.S. citizens to vote. I mean, it's a no-brainer, and it's just disheartening. And you know, my personal opinion is that I believe that you should, if you're a politician, you shouldn't be allowed to cast a vote if you're involved in money laundering, okay, or NGO.
All right. Now, do you know of a situation where, say, illegal immigrants are voting?
Well, you know what? I that is so elusive. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I always hope for the best. I hope that if somebody does vote, whoever they are, that they vote for the best person, okay? Because I vote for whoever the best person is. Has the best character.
And David, do you notice that when it comes to, say, the mayor of New Orleans, her political affiliation isn't as important as it is when you think about somebody on a national level?
What's that say? Well, you know what you were saying. I heard you earlier. You were comparing the former mayor to being, you know, people visiting New Orleans, and I made the comment to your person that was screening people.
Yeah.
I said, well, the thing is that you are absolutely right when you say, and we're both right when we say the people of New Orleans are awesome. And it doesn't matter if the mayor's a knucklehead. If the people are really awesome in New Orleans, and I love going there,
yeah.
You know?
Well, David, look, let me say this. First of all, if you do leave the show that you've been listening to and you lock onto our show, I will tell you this. You're in very, very good company because it's happening a lot, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate you considering that. My point is that with new mayor Helena Moreno, a lot of conservatives are excited about her, even though she's a Democrat, and she seems to give the impression of being more of a moderate Democrat. Our last mayor seemed to be more of a left wing Democrat. I don't know if she was progressive, but she just seemed to be more of a traditional left-wing Democrat, and Helena Moreno seems to be more of a moderate Democrat, and I think that's why a lot of conservatives in this area are very excited about her becoming mayor.
Well, let me just say one last, that's excellent. Thank you. I appreciate you saying that. Let me just make one last point. Do I have one more minute?
Sure.
Okay. I don't want to hog the airways, but be a wave hog. But the point is that I'm very disappointed with the governor, only in regards to the fact that when you look up in the sky and you see all these lines, and I'm not going to go off in this thing about chemtrails. I'm not going to do that. But what I would like to say is I sure would appreciate it if the governor would treat the potential chemicals that are being dispersed in these formations all over in the sky, just at least test the soil with the Department of Environmental Qualities, test the air, test the land, and make tests with the same perspective as they used when they sued the tobacco companies. It's to the governor's advantage, to the people
right,
of
David,
Louisiana.
David, when did you first become aware of these streams in the sky being chemtrails and not contrails?
Okay, guess what? I became treated with an infectious disease doctor, and it was actually her that told me about it. And I developed sepsis, which you usually catch in hospitals and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's really serious.
I started developing sepsis, and I had to have my spinal hardware removed. And she's a big believer that we should stop the chemtrails. And I didn't know anything about it until she said it.
Well, doctors are not all right about everything. I'm sorry you had to deal with that. But, we've dealt with this on the show before. And the evidence is that they're not chemtrails. And with all due respect to the doctor, I'm glad she was able to help you. But, sometimes doctors can become politically disoriented. They're contrails. It's condensation from the engines of the jets. And I don't think you should be concerned about that. There are too many other things to worry about. And that's something that has really become a talking point for right-wing radicals. And I just hope you don't fall into that category.
No. What I want is for them to just test the soil. I want the governor to consider testing so that we have our due diligence.
Well, I'm sure there's I'm sure there's a lot of stuff in our soil, but it's not coming from the chemtrails. The stuff that you see overhead, you have no idea where that's landing. I mean, that could be landing in the ocean. That doesn't just drop down to the earth because of the jet stream. There's no way to plan where that's going to land. If it ever lands.
Have you ever heard of the Navy pilot that fly, and his last name is? Their company owns Boudreaux's Butt Paste, and he's a Navy pilot. He flies all over this area with his jet. And I talked to his uncle. I talked to his uncle at Lowe's one day, and he's confirming all this stuff.
Well, is he confirming it in that he's putting chemicals in his jet engine? In his jet gasoline, his jet fuel.
No, he's confirming it because he knows the pilots and what they're allegedly dumping.
That's a huge myth, David. It's a huge gigantic. Yeah. It's a huge gigantic myth, and I do have to get to a break. But I appreciate you calling the show, and I'm glad that you discovered us. We do have people every day discovering us. As long as WWL has been here, there are people that are not always aware of our programming, and there are a lot of people who think that WWL is just one of those traditional talk stations. And as you can tell, it is not.
If people were as concerned about the chemicals that are coming out of all the refineries,
yeah,
and factories,
right,
around here, the stuff that's in our food, the stuff that's in our water, the stuff that's in the air, the stuff that's in our furniture, the stuff that's in our clothes and in our cutlery, and actually supported government agencies whose job it is to regulate those things, then I might be able to listen to a larger conversation about chemtrails. That should be priority like 39 in terms of cleaning up our environment.
But
so
there's
miss
no,
me with it.
I mean, but see, the belief in the chemtrail thing is part of a political affiliation. It's part of the tribe. It's part of being part of that club. That's one of the things that you believe. It is a great conspiracy theory, and it's simply not true. The logic is in the hot air coming from the jet engine mixing with minus 50 degree weather at that elevation creates a contrail, a condensation trail, not a chemical trail. But yet there are people who believe that they're chemtrails. And again, there's no way of knowing where that stuff lands, if it even lands.
Yeah, we spent like
we
a whole week on this
we
last
did.
Year,
we
right?
Did. We did, yeah. Yeah, we
anyway,
did. So we've
we don't have time to go on it. But at the end of the day, if you're concerned about chemtrails and you're also in favor of abolishing the Environmental Protection Agency, I'd like to sit down and explain a few things to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's
if
kind
you
of
got the time. Let me buy you a cold one. We'll have a
yeah,
talk.
Yeah, that's really that's a pompous of confusion there, you know. Another way to use that word, I guess. All right, listen, hey, new mayor. This is a moment when something ends and something begins. And I love this line from this song. And it applies to so many things in life, like this moment when New Orleans has a new mayor. Yes, one thing ends and a new thing begins. Helena Moreno is mayor of New Orleans. I'm Scoot on the air, and we're coming back. We'll talk about some football, and we'll still get to your calls and your text messages. And remember that you are now listening to WW.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
WL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1971, Janis Joplin's album Pearl was released. Sadly, that was 3 months after she died from a heroin overdose. She wasn't even alive to experience the success. It went to number one, and her only chart-topping single was this song, Me and Bobby McGee, from the album Pearl. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Beautiful, cool Monday afternoon. Be very cold tonight. And it's going to be chilly all week long. And then another cool front midweek kind of reinforces the weather that we have here. So, hey, it's January. I'm excited about the colder weather. Hey, Friday night in the Peach Bowl, Indiana embarrassed Oregon. I was hoping that Oregon was going to win, but Friday on the show, I picked Indiana. And so the college football championship is next Monday, January the 19th, between Indiana and Miami. I'm sure Miami was watching that game thinking, how the hell are we going to beat these guys? We'll talk more about that a week from today, next Monday. All right, there were some incredible wild card playoff games over the weekend, and I watched most. Well, I didn't watch all of them, but I watched most of all of the games. I didn't watch every moment, but in the first game, the Rams beat the Panthers 34-31. Out of five games, I picked three right. I missed on two of them, but the Rams came back to beat Carolina. You know what would be a nightmare for the NFL in the Super Bowl? If the Carolina Panthers would have played the Jacksonville Jags, but both the Panthers and the Jags lost over the weekend, that would be a nightmare. Two of the smaller markets, both from the South and the eastern part of the United States, believe me, the NFL would have hated that. And believe me, the NFL cares who wins these games, which is why I wonder if somehow they get word to the officials who they would like to win. If you can do anything to help a team win, this is who we want to win. Without wording it in such a way that it's fixed, I don't know how they would word it, but they could figure out a way to word it that we sure would like this team to win, because it sure is obvious sometimes that the officials side with one team over the other. And it would have been an absolute ratings nightmare for it to be the Carolina Panthers and the Jacksonville Jags, although I would have been happy to watch the game. All right, in the next game, the Packers place kicker missed a 44-yard field goal, which would have made it a six-point game. The Bears came back from 18 points down, 21-3 at the half, an exciting close, and the Bears beat the Packers 31-27. A missed extra point for the Packers place kicker forced the Packers to try to score a touchdown because they were close enough for a field goal. They were close enough for a field goal. I thought it was fun to watch some of the Bears fans in the crowd with cheese graters, and they were grating cheese, because the Packers are the cheese heads. So anyway, the Bears beat the Packers 31-27. And Caleb Williams, still a young quarterback, but man, he's doing a hell of a job. So, our young quarterback, Tyler Shuck, it might not take him long to develop into one hell of a quarterback. And by the way, did you see all of the players taking a knee? Nobody said anything about it. There were so many players taking a knee. I mean, the ball goes into the end zone on a kickoff. What happens? Players take a knee. All right, so in the game between the Bills and the Jags, I thought the Jags were going to win this. I really thought the Jags were going to win. I was hoping the Jags would win, but the Bills beat the Jags 27-24, and the Bills came back to win. Another close game. And then the 49ers beat last year's Super Bowl champs, the Eagles, 23-19. Another close game. 4th-and-11 for the Eagles. And Jalen Hurts threw into traffic that looked like the approach to the Crescent City Connection at 5 p.m. How he could have thrown into that traffic is beyond me. The 49ers upset the defending Super Bowl champions 23-19. And then in the game last night, I feel so badly for Justin Herbert because the guy's a hell of a quarterback, but man, he spent more time on his back than one of the Kardashians. This guy, where's the offensive line? They couldn't protect the guy. And the Patriots embarrassed the Chargers 16-3. So the final wild card game is tonight, 7:15, the Houston Texans and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Let's do, Ian, can we do an instant text off right here during this break? All right, let's do a Scoot on the Air instant text off. Who do you think's going to win the game tonight? The Texans or the Steelers? let's see, the last time we did this, our audience was wrong. They thought Ole Miss was gonna win, and Ole Miss lost. So let's see how it goes this time. Who do you think is going to win, the Texans or the Steelers? Text Texans or Steelers to the Open Heart text line, 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. We'll have the results right after this break. So text either the Texans or the Steelers to the Open Heart text line, 504-260-1870. I'll give you my prediction when we come back here. Hey, look, new mayor, Helena Moreno, is our mayor. The other one is gone. It's an
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan Assemble and Bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms. For more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Fighting time. Happy birthday today to Felipe Rose. He was the Indian in the Village People, and he was one of the original members of the Village People. He's 71 years old today. And this was one of the lesser played songs, but the lyrics of this song by the Village People are about getting into the Navy so you can meet men and be with men. I mean, listen to the lyrics. Well, these are not. Here we go. They want you as a new recruit. The men in the Navy want you to come in. And because of the way the bunks are set up, chances are a sailor's going to wake up on top of you every morning. Anyway, one of their strange songs that if it were done today, there would be a total outrage. But, you know, back then, back in the 70s when these songs were released, we just thought, fun song. They're talking about getting in the Navy to meet men. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us on this Monday afternoon. We have the results of our instant text-off. So the final wild card NFL playoff game is tonight in Pittsburgh. The Houston Texans with one hell of a defense against Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. Who wins the game? Let's go to Ian with the results of the text-off.
Extremely close by just a couple of votes. The WWL listening audience believes that tonight's playoff game will be won by... the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Wow. I'm going to go against the audience here and pick the Texans. I'm sure it's going to be really cold in Pittsburgh. But the Texans just have such an incredible defense. There have been times when when Aaron Rodgers has not been that sharp. I mean, I hope the Steelers win for the sake of Aaron Rodgers, because this may be the last time we see him play. I mean, I can't imagine that he comes back next year, but he might. But I think the Houston Texans are going to beat the Steelers tonight, but we'll see what happens. I'm sure the NFL wants the Steelers, because of their legacy, to go on and be part of this. The kickoff is at 7:15 tonight. And are we the game here on WWL?
Of course.
Of course we do. Of course. Why should I even ask such a stupid question? But the game is in Pittsburgh, so yeah, it's going to be cold. And the Steelers are a tough team; they're good, but I think the Texans find a way to win even in the cold weather. So we'll see how that game turns out. But hey, look, another interesting football game to watch. I'm looking forward to it. All right, do we have the swearing in of Helena Moreno?
Yes.
It's the whole swearing in, or the segment that I'm talking about?
It's the whole swearing in.
Okay, well let's do the whole swearing in. There's one point when the former vice president and presidential candidate Kamala Harris gives her, I think, a little too much to remember to say, you know, because you know, you're supposed to repeat, and there's no set standard for this. There's no schedule for this. And each person who swears somebody in gives them the amount that they need to remember to say, and then have them repeat it. Well, I think there was one point when Kamala Harris just gave her maybe a little bit too much to say. She did a great job. She covered it. But I thought, that was a little uncomfortable. So here's this swearing-in moment when the former vice president and presidential candidate Kamala Harris did the swearing-in for Helena Moreno.
I, Helena Moreno.
I, Helena Moreno.
Do solemnly swear. That I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of this state.
And the Constitution and laws of this state.
That I will well and faithfully and impartially discharge and perform.
That I will well and faithfully discharge and perform
all the duties incumbent upon me as mayor of the city of New Orleans.
I think that one part in there, because also the
vice... According to the best of my ability and understanding.
Okay, well.
According to the best of my ability.
And understanding. So help me God. Congratulations.
Right. Thank you.
But there was that one little segment in there where Kamala Harris kind of broke up the rhythm a little bit, and then had Helena Moreno repeat it. But look, Helena Moreno nailed it. She did it. I just thought that was an interesting point where maybe she gave her just a little bit too much to remember. I don't know if under the pressure I would have remembered all of that. But I'm sure Helena Moreno studied it before, so she had a pretty good idea of what she was going to say. Finally had a chance to play the song She's Gone by Hall & Oates. And I've been talking about that. I started talking about that 3 years ago. There was a song that I just could not wait to play when the former mayor would no longer be our mayor, and we could play the song She's Gone. We played it twice earlier today. All right, so we have mentioned also that Lane Kiffin apparently has his quarterback through the portal, and the guys on, his second guest show is coming up. Yeah, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettelier. They'll be talking about that and the games over the weekend, and then the game that's coming up tonight, the Houston Texans and the Pittsburgh Steelers. And really, there's just been some great football between college games and between the NFL games. I guess the only game that was really boring was Indiana-Oregon. I mean, Oregon just didn't even show up. I mean, was Indiana that good, or was Oregon that bad? I mean, I think Indiana's that good, but in addition to Indiana being really good, Oregon was really that bad. So there's a piece that was published over the weekend in the UK Daily Mail, and it reports that the President of the United States is confident after his takeover of Venezuela. So he has ordered special forces, the Joint Special Operations Command of the United States, to come up with an invasion plan for Greenland. And the Joint Chiefs are not doing it because they say an invasion of Greenland would be illegal and would lack congressional support. We'll talk about this a little bit tomorrow. This is what was meant when people like Mark Kelly said, hey, look, if you're in the military, you should not follow orders that are illegal. And the administration got all bent out of shape over that. But, you know, I mean, I think the least that we can ask of a president is that he do things legally and not break the law and not try to get the military on his side against the people, not get the military on his side to manifest any whim that he has, like, you know, invading Greenland. It doesn't look like Denmark is going to just give us Greenland. And so the president has talked about a military force to take over Greenland. Yeah, sounds kind of crazy to me. So anyway, we'll talk about that and a bunch of other stuff on the show tomorrow afternoon. All right, here is an interesting song. And on the Scoot on the Air calendar, this is a song that was number one in Australia. This is an Australian new wave band, the Divinals. And on this day in 1991, this was the number one song in Australia. It's a song about being happy. Let's just put it that way. All right, we'll be right back to wrap up the show on WWL. Second Guest with Bobby and Mike coming up next, live from the Silver Slipper Casino on the beaches in Hancock County. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Market Manager Dan Barron, News Anchor Chris Miller, Traffic with Courtney P. As always, I thank all of you for being part of this show. I'm Scoot on the Air. Have a great afternoon. Love you, New Orleans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.